This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A red-hot debate in the restaurant world touches on class, psychology, economics, and management science, and it involves something that we all struggle with dining out, tipping. A few fine dining restaurants are doing away with it, which means higher prices and plenty of confusion. Sally Herships recently got reactions to this from diners at Freak's Mill, a new restaurant with a no-tipping policy. This time, she checks in with the Brooklyn restaurant's management.
If you think some restaurants are including gratuities just so they can pay their waitstaff more, well, you'd be wrong. Just ask Deborah Blanchard. She's sitting at the bar at Freak's Mill. Also, she used to be a waitress.
My family has always been driven crazy by me because I'm like, you have to leave a good tip. And they're like, but what if it's bad service? I'm like, the service is not always a function of your waitstaff.
For a reminder, just head to the back of the restaurant, to the ovens. Oh my gosh, is that a squid?
It's an octopus. Spanish octopus.
It's like he's in a hot tub.
We braise them for like
Alexander Kubicki and Daniel Morgan are cooks. And cooks are why, when it opened a couple of months ago, Freak's Mill established a gratuity-free policy. JT Stewart is the restaurant's owner. He says wages for cooks have stayed low for years.
When I was in culinary school, almost 20 years ago, they were about the same. And that was in Arizona.
This is
New York City.
Stewart says he wants to pay all his staff more, but he can't raise prices or diners will go down the street. At the same time, minimum wage is on the rise, which means his restaurant is in a bind.
We're going to have to compete against McDonald's soon.
That's right. A restaurant serving porcini mushrooms and dry-aged duck would be paying workers the same wages as a fast food restaurant. Thus, Stewart's revenue sharing plan. But that did mean some discussions when he was hiring.
The conversation with the waitstaff was definitely more in depth than it was with the cooks. The cooks are like, awesome, I'm in.
Other restaurants like Huerta's and Greenwich Village say sharing revenue means they get to manage their workers better. It makes them the boss, not the diners who leave tips. But not everyone likes the idea.
There isn't a lot of revenue to share.
Jeremy Murin is VP of the New York City chapter of the New York State Restaurant Association. He also owns four Cuban restaurants.
I'm selling rice and beans and chicken. I compete with the local bodegas.
Murin says revenue sharing can work, but only for high-end restaurants, which can raise prices without scaring away consumers. He says, here's a tip for places like his. There's only so much you can charge for rice and beans. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Sally's got another story on that. As we mentioned, you can find it at marketplace.org.